So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes regarding yitra begadim, wearing an additional garment based on the following Mishnah Masech de Seirvin. Kain shaloka be'etzboi, kairich aleo gemi b'mikdash, avaloi b'medina. If a kain has a wound on his finger and it's Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash he may wrap a reed around his finger to perform the avodah. But outside the Beis HaMikdash he may not do so, because as Rashi explains, the gemi masi maka. The gemi heals the wound and refuah is asa midrabban on Shabbos. The mikdash legazu mishum shvus. However, this isa drabban is not applying to Beis HaMikdash because sheginaihu shetiro shama kasi, it's unbecoming for his wound to be visible during the avodah. Now, there are two possible issues with wearing this bandage on his finger during the avodah. Chatzitza, a separation between his hand and the kli shor is being used for the avodah. Yitra begadim, wearing an additional garment. Regarding chatzitza, the Gemara explains that there is no issue of chatzitza because we're referring to a case where the bandage is either bismoil on his left hand, which is not used for the avodah, or shaloi b'makom avodah on the part of his right hand that does not touch anything during the avodah. Regarding yitra begadim, there's no issue of yitra begadim with a gemi because a reed is not considered a garment. However, if he covers the wound with a tzeltzel cotton, small ornamental belt on his finger, there is a three-way machlekes. Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Chiya says, tzeltzel cotton aser because have a yitra begadim. The avodah is possible because this is considered an extra garment. Rav Yechon disagrees and holds a fillet tzeltzel cotton mutter. Even a small belt is permitted because lo amr yitra begadim el b'makom begadim. Av shalei b'makom begadim lo have a yitra. The Isra of Yitra Begadim applies only in the area where Begadim are usually worn, but not on a finger where Begadim are not usually worn. The Gemara cites a third opinion. Rava makes the following distinction. Shalei b'makom Begadim shalosh al-shalosh chaytzitzais, paches mikan ein chaytzitzais. The Isra does apply even in places where there are usually no Begadim. However, it depends on the size. Only a cloth of at least 3x3 etzbais, 3x3 finger breadths, is forbidden, but something smaller like a tzeltzel cotton is permitted. And the Gemara explains, Rava clearly disagrees with Rabbi Yechon, who holds shalei b'makom begadim afilu shalosh al shalosh ein chaytzitzais. But Rava might agree with Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya, who holds tzeltzel cotton aser, even though the belt is smaller than shalosh al shalosh, because shani tzeltzel cotton dechashim, something that has significance becomes a chatzitza even when smaller than shalosh al shalosh. The Gemara mentions a second version in the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya says as before, loy shanu elegami avot tzeltzel cotton chaytzitz. While Rabbi Yechon disagrees and makes the same distinction as Rava did according to the first version, shalei b'makom begadim shalosh al shalosh chaytzitzais, paches mikain in a chaytzitzais. A beged that is 3x3 is forbidden, but a smaller beged is permitted, and even a tzitzel cotton is permitted, even though it's chashim. While Rava, who also says shalei b'makom begadim shalosh al shalosh chaytzitzais, paches mikain in a chaytzitzais, might agree with Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya and hold that a tzitzel cotton is forbidden because it's chashim. The Gemara proceeds with several questions regarding mechutzah begadim. Bayi Rava, nechnasa lei ruach bebegdimahu. If during the avodah the wind blew inside the kohen's garment and it did not lie directly on his flesh, is the avodah possible because al besar be'inan v'haleka, the garment must lie directly on his flesh, or the avodah is kosher because derech levisha b'kach, it's normal to wear a garment this way. Similarly, beis hashechimahu, what's the halacha if the underarms of the beged were loose and were not tight against the kohen's flesh? Perhaps al besar be'inan v'haleka or derech levisha b'kach. If there was a live louse on the kohen's flesh, is this considered a chatzitza between the beged and the flesh? Perhaps the kina is not a chatzitza because kiven the us of azla revisahi, since it comes and goes, it's considered part of his flesh. Or the kina is a chatzitza because the kaparala, since he objects to it, it's not considered part of his flesh. If during the avodah the kohen puts his hand under the beged onto his bosom, does the kohen's own hand cause a chatzitza between his body and the beged or not? And if we are to assume that gufo loy chaitza, then yotze saroi bebigdamahu. Sarei kegufo dami or lav kegufo dami. If the kohen had long hair that separated between his shirt and his body, is his hair considered like his body and is not a chatzitza, or his hair is a chatzitza? Nima middeldelis mahu. Is a loose thread of the garment a chatzitza or not? The Gemara proceeds with the following question. Bayrib zera. Tfilin mahu sheichotzu. If the kohen wears tefillin during the avodah, is the avodah kosher or not? Rashi explains that the concern is for yitu begadim, whether the tefillin are considered an extra garment. While Tesis explains the concern is for chatzitza, whether the tefillin cause a separation between the garment and the kohen's flesh. As the Gemara elaborates, there is no question according to the opinion of Laila Lavzman Tefillinu, if tefillin are not worn during the night, they're definitely a chatzitza, because kiven de laila chaitzi yem nami chaitzi. Since at night the tefillin are not considered part of the kohen, even during the day the tefillin are a chatzitza. The question is only according to the opinion of Laila Zman Tefillin. Tefillin are also worn during the night. mitzvah de gufi chayetz or loy chayetz? Do we say that a mitzvah on the actual body is considered a chatzitza, or perhaps the mitzvah is not considered a chatzitza, because as Rashi explains, mishum chavivusa de mitzvah havaka gufi, the tefillin are considered part of his body because of the love for the mitzvah. This question was presented to Rabbami, who ruled tefillin chaytzitzis. The Gemara, however, questions this from a braisa that rules otherwise. Im hinichon ena chaytzitzis. The Gemara reconciles as follows. The yad chaytzitzis. The roish ena chaytzitzis. The tefillin on the hand are forbidden during the avodah because they do cause a separation between the beged and the kohen. While the tefillin on the head are permitted during the avodah because sa'aroi hara nira bin tzitz l'mitz nefes, shashama nichon tefillin. There was an empty area for the tefillin on the kohen's head from the tzitz on the forehead until the mitz nefes at the top of the head. Therefore, the tefillin are not a chatzitza. And there's no concern for you to begot them, either as Rashi explains because the lav begadu, the tefillin are not considered a garment, or as Tais explains because this area is not considered a makim begotim. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the previous Mishnah's halacha, the shalai rochot sidayim raglayim pasul. If a kohen performed the avodah without having washed his hands and feet from the kir, the avodah is disqualified, because there is a gzeirah shava of the word chukah. The pasuk of Kiddush Dan Raglaim states, Chak Oilam Loigul Zar L'Dayroisam, and the pasuk of Mechus Begadim states, V'hoislem Kuhuna L'chukas Oilam. Malahalm Im Ovet Chil, Afkan Im Ovet Chil. The Braisa rules, however, Kohen Gadol Shalei Kiddush Ben Beged LeBeged V'Ovet Avedasik Sher. If on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol failed to perform the additional Kiddush Dan Raglaim that are required each time he changes his clothing, the Avodah remains kosher. And the Gemara cites two sources. Either because the pasuk of Kiddush in Parashat Kisisa concludes with V'hoyslem chokoylem loy ulazari l'dereisim, the words loy ulazari teach, davah ma'akev bezari ma'akev boy, davah she'ena ma'akev bezari ein ma'akev boy. Only the Kiddush that is required by Aaron's descendants, a Kohen Hedyot, is mandatory for the avodah. However, the additional Kiddushim that are exclusive to the Kohen Gadol are not mandatory. Or because the pasuk of the Milum in Parashat Tetzaveh states, V'rochtze memenu Moshe ba'aron ubanav, the words Aaron Ubanov teach, Dav Ma'akav Bebanov Ma'akav Boy, Dav Shein Ma'akav Bebanov E Ma'akav Boy. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes in the procedure of Kiddush Adam Raglayim. The Tanakhama says, V'nich Yodei Hayimonis Al Gabi Raglai Hayimonis, V'yodei Hasmolis Al Gabi Raglai Hasmolis U'mekadosh. The Kohen puts his right hand on his right foot and washes them together. Then he puts his left hand on his left foot and washes them together. Because as Rashi explains, V'inon Yodei V'raglov Ka'achas, Kedachsib Yerchatsu. The pluralized word yirchatsu implies that the hands and feet of each side must be washed simultaneously. While Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, Manich shtei yadav zu al gav zu, val gabi shtei raglav zu al gabi zu, umakadosh. The Kohen puts both hands on both feet and washes them all together. And chaveru misayei, he was supported by another Kohen to prevent him from falling. And this sufficient for the requirement of Amida, that the Kohen must stand during Kiddush, because he holds Amida min atzad havi Amida. Even if the Kohen can stand only with extra support, it's considered Amida. While the Tanakhama holds, Amida min atzad lo havi Amida, the Kohen cannot be Mekadosh all his hands and feet at once, because since the Kohen cannot stand on his own, only with extra support, this is not considered Amida. The remainder of the daf will be discussed in the next shiur.